I don't read my horoscope, have rarely watched The X-Files, have never called the Psychic Friends hotline, but I nevertheless believe that we all get glimpses of the future from time to time. I got one that afternoon when I pulled up in front of Franklin Hall in my brother's old station wagon. She was already gone. I went inside. The lobby, where there were usually 8 or 9 gentlemen callers sitting in the plastic chairs, looked oddly empty. A housekeeper in a blue uniform was vacuuming the industrial-strength rug. The girl behind the counter was reading a copy of McCall's and listening to the radio. Question mark in the Mysterians, as a matter of fact. Cry, 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 baby. 96 tears. Pete Riley for Carol Gerber, I said. Can you buzz her? She looked up, put her magazine aside, and gave me a sweet, sympathetic look. It was the look of a doctor who has to tell you, gee, sorry, the tumor's inoperable. Bad luck, man. Better make friends with Jesus. Carol said she had to leave early. She took the Black Bear shuttle to Derry, but she told me you'd be by and asked me to give you this. She handed me an envelope with my name written across the front. I thanked her and left Franklin with it in my hand. I went down the walk and stood for a moment by my car, looking across toward Holyoke Commons, fabled palace on the plains and home of the horny hot dog man. Below it, in Bennett's Run, leaves flew before the wind in rattling drifts. The bright colors had gone out of them. Only November's dark brown was left. It was the day before Thanksgiving, the doorstep of winter in New England. The world was all wind and cold sunshine. I had started crying again. I could tell by the warmth on my cheeks. 96 tears, baby. Cry, cry, cry. I got into the car, where I had lost my virginity the night before, and opened the envelope. There was a single sheet of paper inside. Brevity is the soul of wit, according to Shakespeare. If it's true, then Carol's letter was witty as hell. Dear Pete, I think we ought to let last night be our goodbye. How could we do any better? I may write to you at school, or I may not. Right now I'm so confused I just don't know. Hey, I may even change my mind and come back. But please, let me be the one to get in touch, okay? You said you loved me. If you do, let me be the one to get in touch. I will. I promise. Carol. P.S. Last night was the sweetest thing that's ever happened to me. If it gets any better than that, I don't see how people can live through it. P.P.S. Get out of that stupid card game. She said it was the sweetest thing that had ever happened to her, but she hadn't put love at the bottom of the note, only her signature. Still, if it gets any better than that, I don't see how people can live through it. I knew what she meant. I reached over and touched the side of the seat where she had lain. Where we had lain together. Put on the radio, Pete. I like the oldies.